This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A third woman has come forward and accused Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. 33-year-old Anna Roch has claimed that Cuomo asked to kiss her at a wedding in 2019. A friend of Anna's took a series of pictures of the incident as it occurred that has hit social media. After the second accuser came forward, Governor Cuomo apologized for things that, quote, have been misrepresented as unwanted flirtation, end quote. A South Texas County Justice of the Peace was among four people arrested last month on 150 counts of voter fraud related to the 2018 primary election in Medina County. The Texas Attorney General's Election Fraud Unit on February 11th arrested Medina County Justice of the Peace Thomas Ramirez after earlier detaining Leonor Rivas Garza, Eva Ann Martinez, and Mary Balderrama on allegations of election fraud. The case involves claims of vote harvesting at assisted living centers in Medina County, Texas. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Lawmakers in Washington continue to haggle over the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a close to $2 trillion stimulus bill this week after passage by the House early Saturday.
Comprehensive legislation that will help us crush the virus, recover our economy, and get life back to normal.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York opening the Senate on Monday. Many, if not all, Republicans are a no vote on the new bill. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, saying,
one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have three effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thank you, Jim. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Biden administration continues to erode immigration policies set by former President Trump. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad, but we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school, and we're failing right now.
Moving away from working with all lawmakers, Biden has now signed more than 40 executive orders, actions, and memorandums. Officials with the Arizona Department of Health say those 55 and older will now be eligible for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are calling the arrangement a hybrid approach that will allow those 55 and older to get shots alongside frontline essential workers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Tuesday, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, regarding this $1.9 trillion stimulus, I like what Mark Meadows had to say in summarizing the situation. Pelosi gets a tunnel. Schumer gets a bridge. Planned Parenthood gets cash, all while the American worker still can't go to work, school, or church. You know, kind of amazing when you consider that. And also what Adam Andrzejewski had to say yesterday from Open the Books, that what is being proposed is that government employees get $1,400 a day to stay home and take care of their kids. Now, right now, we're fussing for everyday Americans to get one $1,400 check, stimulus check. We were promised 2,000, remember, during the election from Joe Biden. Did I get that wrong? 2014, but anyway, 1,400. So here's the way the breakdown is. Federal employees are being, you know, it's being suggested they should get up to, I think, 15 days of $1,400 of supplementation so they can take care of the kids. The everyday American is still struggling to get that first $1,400. How is that fair? Dr. Michael Bustler joins now, a public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's very mutual. We always appreciate your insight. It's so important here because, you play it down the middle. It's not a partisan thing. It's just, hey, look, let's get the facts to the people, let them decide. And when you hear of things like this with the stimulus, and we've been trying to do a deep dive for it for quite a while, and Open the Books finally did us a big favor, and we're able to get into some of the minutia of it, and it's disgusting. And here it is. We haven't even spent all the previous money that has been allotted because of previous COVID stimulus packages. But yet $1.9 trillion, and then Joe Biden saying, hey, look, it, I can see very shortly that we're going to go back into the Treasury and look for another, you know, couple, $2, $3 trillion of COVID relief.
Yeah, so not only is this package really not needed, it's actually counterproductive. Now, I understand that there are some people that have been unemployed, and there's a portion of the population that economically has really suffered, and they deserve some help. The Senate says probably in the $600 billion range would be enough to help everybody who really needs help and still have enough money to get schools reopened and other things. That's about one-third of what the current stimulus bill is. Now, why do I say it's counterproductive? Well, the idea of a stimulus is to stimulate the economy. Mm-hmm. And the economy really doesn't need to be stimulated. So why do I say that? Look at the big picture for a minute. We had that severe recession last year, but it was very short-lived. It was really only in March and April. Starting in May, the economy came roaring back. Third quarter GDP set records for growth. Fourth quarter slowed down a little bit, but still grew at a 4% annual rate, which is healthy. Without the stimulus, I see the first quarter of this year without the stimulus growing about 5% on an annual basis, which is very healthy growth. And without the stimulus, I think, assuming the economy reopens and people get vaccinated within the next month or two and we can get the economy fully reopened, I think the economy is looking at about a 7% annual growth rate this year without the stimulus.
But, Michael, that's assuming, if I might interject here just a moment, because Democrats can't help themselves, that's assuming that they don't restore some of these goofy regulations that stifled business, that stifled job opportunities and employment, and the economy. I mean, but for those regulations, that's how we were able to realize some relief and be able to come out of this pretty quickly. Joe Biden has never experienced under his leadership anything that could move with that kind of rapidity. I mean, what they're talking about right now is that, oh, Michael, don't worry. We know that you've been doing this all your life, but, you know, we're going to retrain you for a new job. And what is that going to take? Yeah, you know, 5 years to be retrained to even come close to the kind of money you were making previously? He even talked about it personally, that his father went through retraining, and it wasn't a joyful type situation. It was painful. You could tell even as he was relating the story. I mean, the reality of being retrained for a new job is not something real easy, as some of these cocky, arrogant elitists think, as they maintain their government employment checks, you know, at the expense of we the people. But they think, oh, no big deal. You know, you can just go be retrained. Well, some of us, Michael, some of us don't have 5 years of employability left. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. You bring up a couple of real good points, and you're right. My assumption was that they wouldn't start putting in all of the regulations that the Trump administration was able to get rid of. You know, the economy at the end of 2016 was starting to slow down and could have gone into a recession, but for President Trump getting rid of all these regulations, which is the fastest thing he can do when he got into office in 2017, that alone stimulated the economy. So you're correct. If they bring back all of those regulations, it will tend to slow down economic growth. And my 7% forecast would not be hit if they put all these regulations. Now, your second point is also very well taken. President Biden has declared war on fossil fuels. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He's even looking at the Dakota Pipeline. And we've already seen now the economy starting to pick up again, so you'd expect energy prices to go up a little bit anyway. But energy prices are now jumping significantly. You buy gasoline today, you're probably paying 30, 40 cents a gallon more than you paid just a couple of months ago.
Or if you're like me, Michael, and you go from Florida, where I was paying $2.40 a gallon, I'm here in California right now, it's $3.70.
Yeah, and it's going to go up even further. The problem with that, and what I'm fearful of right now, is a severe inflation problem. Now, why do I say that? So there's a couple theories why economists say have inflation. One is a cost push. So rising costs push prices up. Mm-hmm. Energy prices are rising. They will continue to rise as Biden continues his war on fossil fuels. As energy prices go up, that filters through the entire economy because goods have to be delivered by truck. So now energy costs go up for them, fuel costs go up for them. That starts pushing up prices. Another theory for inflation.
Well, hang on one second. You brought up something so important. Again, I want people to understand. In doing this, who does it affect worse? Who gets the big hit?
Average consumer is going to get clobbered by this.
Okay, so the average consumer that voted for Joe Biden and voted for these policies, which they were warned about, told this is what comes with the Democrats. They can't help themselves. It's in their DNA. They absolutely destroy the middle class. They were almost successful in completely eradicating the middle class under the Biden-Obama regime. So now here they have a second shot at it. And so what's going to happen to the middle class? Thank you very much, these Democratic policies.
Yeah, so what they're really, the middle class and especially the lower classes, what they really needed was exactly what the Trump administration gave them, opportunity. And once exactly. they had the opportunity, they took advantage of the opportunity, and you saw record low unemployment rates for most minority groups, rising wages in real terms for the first time in decades.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Michael Bussler after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
This is why we stay fresh and independent for you, because we're not beholden to anybody. If we were, we'd be canceled. We'd be told repeatedly we can't talk about those things. A frank and open, honest conversation with Dr. Michael Bussler would be muzzled, and that would be most unfortunate because it would be a two-year detriment. You know, as Michael was pointing to earlier, when the baton was transferred from Barack Obama to Donald Trump, the misery index, it was, oh my goodness, it was a reminder for those of us who were around, a reminder of, you know, the Jimmy Carter years. Jimmy Carter was most elated when Barack Obama was president because his administration didn't look quite so bad with all the problem and heartache that was thrust upon the American people because of some terrible policies that they just could not get out from under. I mean, they were like stuck in a bucket of gum there, Michael. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And now here we are, Biden. I mean, how quick can the American people forget? Because as you said, during that period of time, I mean, people were depressed. They weren't very happy. Bring Donald Trump in, like him or not, orange hair, whatever you want to say. This guy comes in. He takes regulation nation's boot off of their throat. They start working, being productive. And we know with the job comes a happier camper. And we started having an increase in happy campers. And the Democrats can't stand that. They cannot stand when the American people are happy and they're working and providing for their families because it minimizes their power, because the Democrats believe that they're your daddy. They're the ones that are to be providing for you. You're supposed to be thanking them, because if you thank them, that means that they will be forever in office and you will be forever beholden to them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And their policies lead to some very negative outcomes. And you brought up something called the misery index. So the misery index, you just add the inflation rate and the unemployment rate and see what you get there. During the Jimmy Carter years, at the end, by 1979, going into 1980, the inflation rate was 13%, and the unemployment rate was approaching 10%. It would hit 10% in 1981. Now, President Trump had the inflation rate down under 2% and the unemployment rate at 3.5%. So that's a misery index of about 5.5 compared to the Carter years, was up over 20. What I'm really afraid of, Biden's policies will lead to a higher misery index. Why do I say that? Real quick, all this stimulus money will pump up demand in the economy. When you pump up demand, you want business to respond to that by increasing supply. However, in order to increase supply, in order to make more stuff, they need capital and labor. Mm-hmm. Plenty of labor around. The unemployment rate's still relatively high. But we're worried about capital. The federal government ran a deficit last year of $3 trillion. If this package is passed, they'll run another $3 trillion in deficit. That'll take the total public debt up to $30 trillion. Now, with a debt that large and the government pulling money out of capital markets, because people are buying bonds, the business is not going to have enough access to capital. So when demand goes up, if business can't get capital to expand, the only thing left to do is to raise the price. So you end up with higher prices and a stagnant economy. We call that stagflation. Mm-hmm. We coined that term during the Carter years. And what it will lead to is the inflation rate is what I'm really worried about, going up really by the end of this year. That could start going up significantly. And if he stagnates the economy, now we'll get good growth this year. He so far hasn't done anything to hurt that a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But I think starting next year, you'll see some of his policies start to slow down economic growth. That will lead to an increase in unemployment while we have an increase in inflation. And we're going to get that misery index going up again. And people are going to feel real bad about that.
Michael, you're the expert on this. But what I see happening down the road here is that because of capital being choked off, are they going to come back to the government and to the people's treasury and say, hey, we're too big to fail. We need capitalization. So we need you to give us some money. And now that's going to put more pressure on the deficit to offset something that could have been avoided, because this is created by the arrogant elites. Am I missing something here? But it seems to me that this is quite obvious.
No, you're hitting the nail right on the head. So if there's a capital shortage, they'll go back to the government and say, look, the government's got to supply capital. Now, the government doesn't have any money either. They're spending more than they're taking in. So they're either going to have to do that by deficit spending, which really doesn't help any capital shortage what they'll probably do is simply print more money and start increasing the money supply, which they've already done to a large extent. That's very much inflationary, too.
Yeah, Janice Yellen is very familiar with that. I think she still has some of those machines in her back office somewhere where she can just spit out those bills. I mean, that's what she did for Obama, didn't she?
Yes, and in her new her job now is Treasury. In the Treasury, she, too, is releasing some of the Treasury funds and flooding the market with more money, with so much of an increase in the money supply that is will be inflationary sometime in the near future. Now, again, just to be fair here, some economists will disagree with me. They'll say, look, we did this back in 2010 and 2011. We had this quantitative easing program. We flooded and it didn't cause inflation. So we can do it again, they'll argue, and it won't cause inflation. Now, why do I disagree with that? The reason is, in order for when the Federal Reserve increases the money supply, it goes through a multiplying effect and really increases the money supply more. The multiplying effect comes about when banks are making loans. The problem was in 2010, they had the Dodd-Frank bill passed that was supposed to reduce, quote, predatory lending. It reduced all lending. So there was not much of a multiplying effect back in 2010. President Trump fixed the Dodd-Frank bill. They repealed the part that made it difficult for banks to make loans. So now it will be easier for banks to make loans, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're flooding the market with excess reserves, it will vastly increase the money supply and lead to inflation this time, even if it didn't back in 2010.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, it's one of those axioms, right? You pay me now or pay me later. And with inflation, I mean, and this quantitative easing, something to the tune of $6 trillion during the Obama years, I mean, sooner or later, that's going to come a calling, isn't it? Not to mention all the other stuff that's been going on since Trump going forward into Biden.
Exactly. So with that big increase in the money supply, that's what I started to talk about in the first segment. That's what we call demand pull inflation. Excess demand in the money supply in the economy pulls prices up. So we have a cost push inflation from energy prices, a demand pull inflation from excess money in the money supply. That's going to lead to, I'm afraid, very high inflation numbers. And then when you have to react to that, it ends up getting ugly and will end up forcing you back into a recession.
And again, you look at this, Dr. Bussler, as human interference. I mean, this is elite interference by people that think they know better, that operate in the theoretical. When it comes to the economy, I mean, this stuff is empirical. Why are they messing around with this? I mean, they think that it's not going to happen on their watch and somehow, you know, the numbers are going to come out different, that one plus one doesn't equal two anymore and now equals, you know, three or four or some other goofy number.
You know, it's basically a philosophical difference. You and I would say, get the government out of the way, get the regulations out of the way, just keep things in balance and let the market work the way it's supposed to work.
Exactly.
Let people have individual freedom. Let them assume individual responsibility. Let the market work, and it will make America great again. That's why America, again, looking at the big picture for a second, the U.S. went from the birth of a nation to the number one largest economy in the world in about 150 years.
Amazing.
Other countries were hundreds and thousands of years older. We did that because we encouraged individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a minimal role for government.
Exactly. Well, the free markets still work. I agree with you, Dr. Michael Bussler. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
This is sponsored by IBM. 10 historically black colleges and universities are joining the IBM HBCU Quantum Center, a first-of-its-kind quantum education and research initiative aimed at driving diversity and inclusivity in the quantum workforce. The center is designed to prepare and develop talent at HBCUs from all STEM disciplines for the quantum future. Dr. Kayla Lee, Growth Product Manager, Community Partnerships at IBM Quantum.
IBM's goal with this Quantum Center is to provide underrepresented institutions and students with access to IBM quantum computers via the cloud, educational support for students learning to use Qiskit open source software, and funding for undergraduate and graduate research.
Howard University, which serves as administrative lead of the center,
will work directly with IBM and a network of 23 HBCUs to provide cross-institutional support. Quantum computing will benefit greatly from a diverse community of researchers, developers, and businesses that can help advance the technology and identify commercial applications. Visit ibm.com/quantum-computing.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A third woman has come forward and accused Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. 33-year-old Anna Roch has claimed that Cuomo asked to kiss her at a wedding in 2019. A friend of Anna's took a series of pictures of the incident as it occurred that has hit social media. After the second accuser came forward, Governor Cuomo apologized for things that, quote, have been misrepresented as unwanted flirtation, end quote. A South Texas County Justice of the Peace was among four people arrested last month on 150 counts of voter fraud related to the 2018 primary election in Medina County. The Texas Attorney General's Election Fraud Unit on February 11th arrested Medina County Justice of the Peace Thomas Ramirez after earlier detaining Leonor Rivas Garza, Eva Ann Martinez, and Mary Balderrama on allegations of election fraud. The case involves claims of vote harvesting at assisted living centers in Medina County, Texas. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, sociologically speaking, the way I look at it, it's the battle of two identities. Think about this. Okay, one entity, social media, says this is the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the Beyonce, the LeBron James. You're supposed to be the big man on campus. This is where your identity is delivered. It's brought to you by social media. Or the other identity is the one that God gives us. Now, keep in mind the social media realm and what we're talking about in the culture, it's always changing. Okay, so your identity may be one thing at this moment, and 5 seconds later, because of a bad tweet or somebody's counter tweet on you, you become canceled, you're invalidated, and what happens to your identity? It goes up in dust. The other identity comes from God himself that never changes, same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, you're still my man, you're still my woman, you're still my guy, and I'm still with you no matter what. No matter your failings, no matter what happens, God is always for you. With us right now is the former NFL quarterback ministry leader, and we're here to talk about these two identities and these conflicts that reside in our culture today. Jeff Kemp, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for jumping into a topic that really is behind a whole lot of what's going on, even though we don't realize it. And I've heard it said that the two most important things about any person that determine their life are, number one, their view of God, and number two, their view of themselves. And identity is your view of yourself. So if your identity gets misshaped, ill-shaped, not shaped, or morphed and confused, as you just mentioned in the social media age, then you're going to have a very hard time with your emotions, with your goals, with the decisions you make, and with your relationships, and even with your faith.
Right.
So this is really important. And I think I wanted to summarize something you said, whether you get your identity from the culture and society and social media and the stuff you do, the stuff you have, or the true source, God. It's either this. You either try to earn your identity in life by how popular you are and how successful you are and what your image is on Instagram or Twitter or something, or even at work or in school or wherever, or you receive your identity. It's either earned, which is a false pathway to identity, or received from God, which is the only true way to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that never changes regardless. I have a dear friend of mine. I happen to be in California right now. And his ministry is based here, and he gave a great illustration about what happened with Peter. As you know, Peter was told before Jesus was to be arrested and crucified, Jesus said, "Hey, you're gonna disown me." "Oh no, Lord, that's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. You know, I'm your man. I'm with you forever." Well, of course, we know the story. He did, in fact, disown Jesus, just as Jesus had said he was gonna disown him. And the thing was, is that Peter dealing with that reality, that identity of what, you know, peer pressure, even his own pressure of what he thought he was. And,
what happened there, Bill, was they saw three times he was seen in the courtyard that night while they had arrested Jesus. And they said, "Aren't you with the Nazarene? Aren't you one of those guys? Aren't you one of those rabble-rousers with Jesus?" And since Jesus was turning unpopular, he didn't feel good about identifying with him. And think of how if you are a person that was going to vote for Trump in a non-Trump audience, how you would feel. Or if you were a person who was going to vote for Biden in a Trump audience, how you were going to feel. You're going to kind of shrink back into a shell a little bit, because this is an age where we've said, it's okay to vehemently attack the other people who believe differently than you. And that is, we're worshiping ideology.
Oh, yeah,
We have idols of our beliefs, and that's where our culture is so off track. And I think what happens is we're really afraid of what other people think of us. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to a proverb in the greatest book of all time that says, "Fear of man and what they think of you will lead to a snare, but he who trusts in God will be kept safe."
Right.
And just think of the insecure junior hire who always is worried what everyone thinks and doesn't know how to behave because he's walking on eggshells. Well,
exactly.
We live like that into our adult years too much.
See, Jeff, this is our heart, yours and mine. You know, we think of, you know, whether it's kids or wives or other humanoids going through this journey of life whose lives are being formed by what the culture says instead of what God says. Now, the rest of the story with Peter, and this is really critical here, Peter was depressed and realizing. I mean, it says he went out and wept, severely because he realized that he abandoned his friend and that, in fact, he was hypocritical. And he was ashamed of himself. And even to the point that even after Jesus had died, he resurrected and he saw Peter on the beach. And Peter was distraught. I mean, he was still depressed from it. And I love what Jesus said to Peter, essentially. And this was the whole point, is because of the identity that Jesus already spoke about Peter. Remember when he asked Peter, he says, who do they say I am? Peter says, "Well, you're the Messiah. You're Jesus Christ. You're the Son of God." And Jesus said, "You knew that not because others said it wasn't others' identity that put on. It's because you heard from God Himself who I was, and because of that, I'm going to tell you who you are, and you are going to be the foundation of this new construct, this new church that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it." How do you like that, Peter? And Peter kind of went through that, and he thought, okay, after he abandoned Jesus, he thought it was all gone. He was unworthy. He lost his godly, his spiritual identity. And then Jesus meets him at the beach and says, "Peter, you know what? I know you did this, and I knew it was going to happen, but I want you to know this. The identity that God has given you is still there. As my buddy would say, the deal is still on between me and you." I don't know about you, but that just brings shivers up and down my spine to think about, regardless how many times we may have messed up, is God's identity is still on us. And the mission is still there, and his intent to see it through is still there. He has not given up on us.
Oh, that is a classic story, crucial encouragement, and I really appreciate the way you expressed it, Bill. You and I and everyone listening is not a cog in the economic wheel.
Right.
We're not a breadwinner or a truck driver or a lawyer or a professor or an entrepreneur. We are a daughter or a son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter was told by Jesus at that point after his failure and his denial, he gave him three chances to restate that he loved Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in letting him state that three more times, Jesus said, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. He basically said, Peter, you're my brother.
Yes.
You're the Father's son. You have a role. Live out your mission. And I think every one of us need to hear those words that Jesus heard. You are my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
Yeah.
And for ladies, it's you're my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased because of what Jesus has done for you and in you. Not because of what you've done. So you're not on a performance track.
Right, exactly.
Your value, your identity is not based in your performance, not based on the scoreboard, it's not based in the appearances. It's not based in what they say about you. It's not based in social media or the condition of things at your workplace, your title. Your identity is based in being a son or daughter of God, and we need to receive that identity every day. And you know who really needs it? Young people. They've grown up with social media as the water and air they breathe, and the water they swim in, the air they breathe.
Exactly.
And they really need to know that they have what it takes because they're a creation of God. Jesus has died for them. He has made them his son or daughter when they accept him. And that's where we build our life, on that identity.
Exactly. Well, there's the battle of two identities, one that society would give you, social media and the like in the culture, or God. So choose you this day which identity you want to embrace and hold on to. The one that changes at every whim and, you know, movement of the trees, or God who is forever.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, you may be closer than you think you are. I love this lyric from Danny Gokey, and we love to play it for you because sometimes we need this encouragement where we are in our society today, where things are just so heavy and weighty on us, whether it has to do with the jobs, you know, the effects of COVID and all that's been happening. And, of course, we have the usual routines of life, dealing with our kids and marriages and everything else. And sometimes we just need to hear that we may be closer, you know, that that answer, that redemptive key that we're looking for is just around the corner. So hang in there, okay? We need everybody to hang in there because, as we were sharing with Jeff Kemp, you know, God has a purpose and an intent. And I got to tell you, you know, this is what I've come to learn about God, is that when God intends to do something, he does it. I mean, it's not some theoretical thing and, you know, some happenstance, even like you being here right now and even you hearing this message right now. Maybe you're the one that needs to hear that. Hear that God is yes and amen. And he has the final word. And we weren't created because of some theory or some idea. God doesn't operate that way. He is very purposeful. It's always by design. Whenever you read anything about God and his word, you see, hey, this is exacting. Okay, I want to build a temple. Okay, I want you to build a temple, Moses. This is the way it's going to be. And down to the inch, down to the square inch, it's all specifically prescribed. Now, if God's going to do that about this nomadic temple that the children of Israel are going to go through the desert carrying around with them so that they could worship God in, a very appropriate and designed way. Not, hey, I just want you to throw this tent, you know, go down to, Dick's Sporting Goods, just grab a tent off the floor and just throw it up there and, you know, and just kind of worship me. You know, do that worship thing you guys do, right? No, everything was very exact. So you got to imagine, if God is that exacting about the temple, about worship, everything, how is he about your very life? You know, does that transcend for you? Does that make sense? That God is that exacting. That's why our identity is so critical. And I'm so grateful to Jeff Kemp for, you know, talking about this. Because we need to understand who we're going to draw our identity. What is our North Star? What is our compass? Is it going to be the culture that changes every second with every wind and whim and, you know, the latest fad?
Or is it going to be based on God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and whose plans are yes and amen, that they're already set, that they are intended, and it's up to us. And even in the midst of COVID right now, it's up to us to choose to, you know, come into alignment, so to speak, and be in agreement with his purposes and his direction in all that's going on, that may, you know, from your perspective, say, wow, our world is going to hell in a handbasket. Well, this isn't, catching God by surprise. He knew this was going to happen. And just as he has a specific purpose for you, he has a specific purpose that's still the same in the midst of this pandemic. So hang in there, okay? Hang in there and be prayerful. And it's okay to talk to God and let God know. He's a big God. He can handle your pain. He can handle your complaints. Don't freak out. But we just need to really choose those things that last forever. Those things that God had put into play here. And again, not by happenstance, not by theory, but by design and purpose. And watch what happens on the other side for those that choose to align with God and see what happens. And I'll tell you, my experience has said time and again, and we talked, you know, with Will Graham, you know, the grandson of Billy Graham yesterday, and it was a powerful reminder, you know, what Billy Graham represented and how God used him. And God is using all of us. We may not be Billy Graham's, and that's okay. But we are, in a sense, you know, Billy Graham's in as much as that we have a specific divine purpose that God has set for us. Okay, that aside, time to talk with the Good News Girl herself. My dear friend, Samantha Mao, and Sam, you know, we brought on this show. She used to do some booking for us, and we'd get guests for her. She still does that from time to time. But, you know, as we were talking one day, I said, Sam, you know, we really need some good news stories. We need, you know, a report, and, you know, I'd like to do something on a weekly basis. What do you think? And she goes, okay, guys, that sounds really good. And she didn't think I was thinking of her, but I was thinking of her all along, that she'd be the one to do it. Because I love her heart, and I love her passion, her faithfulness to, you know, to do this, you know, because, you know, and it's to bring some good news to, you know, lighten the load for a weary world that deals with, you know, deals with life. I mean, just under normal conditions, Sam, you know, life sometimes can be heavy without a pandemic, you know, just living life, it can get heavy at times. So I'm grateful for you that you are faithful to come on and share these great stories like this first one here about these biological sisters. I love stories like this, Sam. And I'm so glad you're leading with this, who were separated by adoption. And by happenstance, they find each other working at a restaurant of all places, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So actually, they didn't know right away. You know, this has been a little process in the making. You ever met somebody and you just kind of have you click with them and you just have that connection right away? Well, back in 2013 at the Russian Lady restaurant, these two sisters, Cassandra Madison, who's 32 now, and Julia Tinetti, who's 31, they met, and this is up in New Haven, and they kind of like immediately hit it off. They both got a tattoo of a fig. They both kind of look alike, and, you know, everybody kind of noticed that they just had all these things in common, and they're like, wow. Huh, that's, you know, this is really weird. And they're like, hey, are you from the Dominican Republic? Yeah, I'm from the Dominican Republic. Are you? Yeah. And so it's like, it's weird. And they had this connection, and they end up talking and realizing they're both adopted. Wow. And they have enough of a connection, they go back and look at the papers. But according to the paperwork, they're not related. They're from two different cities. They can't, at the time, it wouldn't match up. So they're like, okay, that's weird. You know, it's strange that we have all these things in common. Everybody comments on it all the time. And finally, they end up getting a DNA test recently and finding out they are indeed sisters. Isn't this, the chances of them going from the Dominican Republic to the Russian Lady restaurant in New Haven to, you know, they get the paperwork and saying, no, this can't be right. Then they get a DNA test and find out their instincts were right all along, and they are sisters, and they have seven other siblings. Which,
oh, wow. Well, Sam, probably along the way, they probably wrote it off as, well, it's just a cultural deal. We're both from, you know, the Dominican Republic. You know, we've had this upbringing. It may be, you know, more of a cultural, you know, connection than anything else. But here it is. It's a DNA connection. Wow, that is phenomenal. So did they find, so they know they have seven other siblings. Have they connected with them, or, you know, what's that story?
I know they went back to the Dominican Republic to meet with their biological father, but, you know, so I think it's just in the works if it's not already happened, and I just,
I can't imagine.
I'm so glad they followed their instincts and figured it out. I guess everybody at the restaurant was kind of like, you guys have to be related. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. If you see pictures of them growing up.
Right.
It's really uncanny. They look like twins, so.
Again, we say only in America. I'm telling you, only in America. This next story is about a great leader. A principal fixes a haircut of a student who refused to go to class on the first day of school. You know, a bad hair day, bad haircuts, this will do it to you. And when it takes somebody with some empathy to correct a bad haircut, that's pretty cool. Tell us about this.
That's right. So, you know, if you've ever had a bad haircut, you know how it can be, especially when you're going.
Yeah, when I went in the Marine Corps, they give me terrible haircuts. There's no style there. Just cut it all off.
Well, imagine just having that haircut a little bit worse than everybody else's. Then you go into, and you're a kid in class, and, you know, you have a hat, and this kid goes into class on the first, you know, when he's going to school, and he refuses to take his hat off, and he ends up getting sent to the principal's office, Mr. Jason Smith. And what happened after that, instead of the little boy getting in trouble, you know, because, I mean, you can tell he's not trying to be bad. He's just like, I'm not taking, like, you're not going to make me. I'd rather get sent home than be embarrassed in front of everybody. So Mr. Smith, Jason Smith decides that he's going to get this little boy a haircut. He takes him for a long walk, gets a haircut, and the little boy feels better, and he ends up apologizing and, you know, going back to class. And I just think the way that that was handled made such a difference in how that boy feels about the principal, about himself, about school.
Exactly.
And I wonder how long, you know, he'll remember this. I have a feeling forever.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, he'll probably pay it forward. Empathy goes a long way. This is what
That's
we love
right.
about it. This next story about a mail carrier leaves a special surprise for a single mom battling from COVID-19. What happened here?
So this single mom, you know, it's hard enough during the pandemic, and she spent the last 2 weeks isolating in her home with her two sons as they battle COVID-19, and she's unable to leave, and she's relied upon her family members who live as far as 45 minutes away to bring medical supplies and everything to her doorstep. And she told her she was talking about her sons who are ages 14 and 3, like how difficult it's been. And then on Tuesday, her youngest son was struggling with symptoms. He noticed that there was a surprise package left outside the door, and it turned out to be from the mail carrier, which I just think is such a special thing when there's strangers that notice what's going on. You know, it was just it's like the person who had been bringing mail noticed what she was going through.
Wow.
And they decided to come and bring packages themselves. And you know, I think during times like this, that's when you're you know, like you said, during the pandemic, it's been a rough year for everybody, but it's been one of those years where you kind of see the best in people too, because everybody's trying to come together and help out.
Exactly.
And
this is where a little bit of love can go a long way, Sam. And we're hearing stories like this all along. That is so cool. There's another one that's you can go to Sam's Corner and read on this one. A Good Samaritan saved a struggling single mother's home with life-changing repairs. This is incredible. I mean, and all these stories, I mean, they touch your heart. They remind you of our humanity. And it's just not our own. It's those that we're journeying with through this journey of life. Samantha Mao, she's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, thank you, Bill. Bye.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
The final